Right. Have you ever felt like you just have to explain yourself when you're saying no, even if you had to kind of like stretch the truth a little bit?
It's so common, right? It's like this weird dance between like wanting to do your own thing, but also not like rocking the boat, you know?
And today we're diving into that. Like, why do we feel like we got to explain ourselves when we say no?
We've got some research here. It gets into all sorts of stuff, like
Okay.
the power of just saying no and like all the guilt trips and like the whole social contract thing.
He's gonna be good.
Okay.
Okay, so let's start basic.
Okay.
Why is saying no such a powerful thing?
So there's this thing in the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy about like autonomy and all that. It basically says saying no is like you owning your choices.
Right.
It's like you're saying, these are my values, this is what's important to me.
So, like, this is my life, and I get to decide how I spend my time.
Exactly. It's about setting boundaries, you know?
Okay, I got that.
Yeah.
But if it's about our own choices, why do we have to like justify them to other people?
That's a good question. It's like when you just hit someone with a no, your
Yeah.
left hand, right, they start wondering why and making up their own reasons.
So we give them an explanation to kind of control how they see us.
Totally. It's all about keeping things smooth, you know, keeping everyone happy.
Yeah, like avoiding awkwardness and hurt feelings and all that.
Exactly. It's like, hey, it's not you, it's just that this doesn't work for me.
Right. Okay, but then what about those times when we don't give a real explanation or we just totally make one up? Why does that feel so wrong?
That's where that deep need to be liked comes in. We're like programmed to care what people think
Oh, yeah.
and to like look good in the eyes of our friends. And
So we might twist the truth a little so they don't judge us.
exactly, saying no without a good reason can really make you anxious.
Yeah.
Especially if it's someone you feel obligated to, you know, like your
Or
boss.
like a really close sit.
So even if you have a totally legit reason, you might feel like you gotta make something up just to keep the peace.
It's like this constant battle between doing what we want and keeping everyone happy.
And that's where things get really interesting. When does power come into play? Like someone who's less powerful might feel like they have to explain their no to someone who's like in charge,
Right.
even if it's totally reasonable.
Oh, I'm already seeing this stuff everywhere. Is it ever okay to just say no and leave it at that?
That's the million-dollar question, right? We're gonna get into all that. We'll
Really?
talk about how different cultures see it and how, like, being higher up on the ladder changes things. You know, it's crazy how different cultures deal with all this.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
How does culture play into explaining ourselves when we say no?
Well, we were looking at this paper called Feelings of Guilt, and it talked about how in individualistic cultures, like the US, guilt is more of an inside thing. Like, you feel bad because your actions don't match your own values.
So it's more about you letting yourself down than worrying what others think.
Right. But in collectivist cultures, shame is a much bigger deal. It's less about your own guilt and more about not looking bad or disappointing the group.
So explaining yourself is even more important in those cultures.
Exactly. You got to show that you still care about the group's needs, even if you can't do what they're asking.
It's like different cultures have different rules for saying no.
Yeah, good analogy. And those rules are like ingrained. And it's not just culture, because hierarchies matter too.
Right. It always feels like there's this power dynamic going on when we explain ourselves.
There's this book, Freedom, Responsibility, and Agency Existential Therapy, that talks about that. Like, think about a boss and an employee. The employee might feel like they have to explain why they can't do something, even if it's totally unreasonable, but the boss can just say no, and that's it.
Because they're the boss.
Exactly. And it's not always about a formal hierarchy either. Think about families or friend groups. There's always some kind of power dynamic.
So it's not just about general social rules, but also about where you stand in a specific relationship.
Exactly. You got to be aware of those power dynamics and how they affect things.
It seems like we're always juggling pleasing others and setting boundaries.
This brings us back to that tension we were talking about, the we versus me thing. There's this source, The Moral Psychology of Obligation, that talks about how we're social creatures. We want to fit in, but we also have our own needs.
And sometimes those things clash.
Yeah. Saying no without explaining can feel like you're rejecting both your need to be independent and your need to belong. It's like, when does the why become less important than the no?
That's a tough one. It probably depends on the situation and the people involved.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But just recognizing these struggles and these outside pressures is a good first step.
Yeah.
It helps you deal with these situations in a more thoughtful way.
So how can we learn to say no with confidence and without over-explaining? Is there a right way?
There's no magic formula, but understanding these things can really help you navigate it all. Remember, saying no without explanation can make people feel like you've done something wrong. You might feel guilty or anxious, especially if you're worried about hurting someone's feelings.
So we're always trying to balance our own needs with the need to protect our relationships.
Exactly. We got to remember that we're social beings. These social contracts, these unwritten rules, they're important for keeping things harmonious.
But it's also important to acknowledge our own needs and boundaries.
Absolutely. And that's where things get really interesting. When does putting ourselves first outweigh the need to explain ourselves? When does the why become less important than the no?
It feels like there's no easy answer, especially when you throw in different cultural norms and power imbalances.
You're right. There's no one-size-fits-all solution. But the good news is you now have a better understanding of what's going on. You can start to see those times when you're just explaining yourself out of habit or because of social pressure instead of making a conscious choice.
So instead of feeling like I have to explain myself, I can take a second to think about the situation of the relationship and how comfortable I feel before I respond.
Exactly. It's all about taking control. And remember, sometimes a little white lie can help you protect a relationship without sacrificing your own needs.
So we've covered a lot of ground here. Autonomy, social pressure, all those cultural differences and power dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
What's the bottom line? Is there like a right way to say no?
You know, it's not about finding the perfect formula. It's more about understanding all these things so you can handle those situations better. The thing is, saying no without explaining can feel kind of wrong, like you've broken some unspoken rule.
Hmm.
It can make you feel guilty and anxious, especially if you're worried about hurting someone's feelings.
So it's like this constant balancing act between getting what you need and keeping everyone happy.
Exactly. And we got to keep in mind that we're social creatures. We need these like unspoken agreements to keep things running smoothly.
Right. But we also can't forget about our own needs and limits.
Absolutely. And that's where it gets interesting. When does putting ourselves first become more important than explaining ourselves? When is the why not as important as the no?
Yeah, it's tricky, especially with all those cultural norms and power differences.
Totally. There's no single answer that works for everyone. But the important thing is you're more aware of what's going on now. You can start to notice those times when you're just explaining yourself out of habit or because of what other people expect instead of making a real choice.
So instead of just automatically explaining myself,
mm-hmm.
I can pause and think about the situation, the relationship, and what feels right for me before I respond.
Exactly. It's all about taking control. And hey, sometimes a little white lie can save the day. You know, it can help you protect a relationship without giving up what you need.
Right, like a little social grease to keep things running smooth.
Exactly. But don't overdo it. A fake explanation can sometimes make things worse.
I gotta say, this whole deep dive has been really eye-opening. It's like I'm seeing these everyday interactions in a whole new light.
Glad to hear it. Just remember, saying no is all about standing up for yourself, but you gotta play the social game too. Understanding why we explain ourselves can help us find that sweet spot between taking care of ourselves and keeping those important relationships strong.
It's about being deliberate in our choices and not just reacting out of habit or because we're afraid of what people will think.
Exactly. So next time someone asks you for something and you want to say no, take a second. Think about what's really going on and choose a response that feels right and strong for you.
This has been great. Thanks for breaking it all down.
Anytime. It's been fun.